Thank you. everywhere, whose hearts are all aflame. The fire that fell at Kitty Fox, which sent that maiden queen, it is burning now within my heart, all glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, amen. I'm one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, hallelujah, one of them.
Messenger. Amen. Amen. The joy bells are ringing this morning. It's good to see you. See the smile on your faces. You're ready. And I mean, call it however you want it. You know, the worldly expression is it's pumped up or whatever. Whatever it is, it's the Holy Spirit ringing in our hearts this morning. Amen. I'm just excited about the message of the hour. Aren't you? I mean, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. In our lives, it's the greatest thing. I just love it. I was walking out of the door this morning. I was getting the car turned on and everything. And I thought, you know, I'm going to come down to the tabernacle. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to get up there and greet the people. Lord bless you. It's good to have you here. And then go on with the service and not say anything. I just didn't have anything. I just didn't feel anything. And I was thinking on this tape that Brother Branham is going to speak to us this morning on the palmworm locust and cankworm and caterpillar. I was thinking about what he was saying there about one of the things that the church had lost, and that was faith. And I began to think about that. And then I started thinking about different things that he said, and I started writing down some notes. So you just bear with me for about 5 minutes. But I just really appreciated the very foundation of our Christian life and Christian experience is based on faith. Amen. Faith in this message. Amen. Nothing else. Faith, Brother Branham says, is nothing you guess at. It's not a hope so. It's not a maybe. It's something that you know positive of. Yes. And when it's revealed to you, it is absolutely substance. It's not something you see, feel, taste, or smell, or anything like that, but it is absolutely the sixth sense, and when it's revealed to you, it is over. It is over. It is something you absolutely know that has been revealed to you, and you got it. Amen. And that's this message. Amen. And at that point, when it's revealed to you, nothing can shake you. Right. Nothing. No, doesn't matter what comes or goes. And I was thinking of the scripture, and I looked it up real quickly over in Luke 18, where verse 8 says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? And that's a great question. Would there be any faith left on the earth at his coming? Will he find people who believe his word? Amen. Now, how are we going to have this faith that he's looking for unless that we have built upon the foundation, the stature of a perfect man, have built on that foundation a revelation of faith, the genuine faith, because there's only one faith, one Lord, one Christ. One message, one messenger. There is no other. So when we have built upon the very foundation of this message of perfection, then we will have the faith that he's looking for at his coming. If we will stay with that foundation and build thereupon, and come to that spot of perfection, we will be ready for his coming. And so, we just want, how does faith come? By hearing the Word of God. Where did the Word of God come to? The prophet. And by hearing this messenger, it is perfecting us to get ready to go home. Aren't you happy that he did that for you? I am. I'm happy he did that for you. So just one more statement is that every day, we as Christians, we as believers, we want to stay in the Word. Amen. We want to pray every day. Every day, make it a part of our lives. Yes. Prayer. Read your Bible. Amen. Get your Bible out and read it. Amen. Stay in this Word. And hear God's prophet, Amen. God's voice to you every day. Amen. That will change your life. It is the very tie post of your life. It is the very lifeline of your life. Then when things come up in your life, then you have the answer. You have the answer. It's been given to us. Amen. So God bless you this morning. I'm one of them. That's right. I'm one of them. Now, this morning, we have two prayer requests. One of them is Brother Micah Newman. He's not feeling very good, and he's been under a battle physically. So we're going to pray for him. And also, the sergeants, Brother Sargent is one of the trustees here. They have a friend, and their son, their friend, the Harmons, they have a son, and his name is Ben Harmon. I don't know him, and I don't know his spiritual condition, but I do know that the man has cancer in his spine, and he has cancer in the pelvic area. And so he's in need. And you know, we just want to take these prayer requests before the Lord. And we want to take them before the Lord and commit that to the Lord and expect God to come on the scene for that man, that young man. And, you know, I just wanted to share something with you just a moment, too. I wanted to be in Macon, too, just like you all. But you know what? This is how my heart feels. And Brother Joseph texted me this morning. I just want to share it with you. He didn't tell me to text it or share it with you, but I just want to share it with you. Brother Joseph says, quote, "Remembering you all today, same voice, same spirit,
amen,
just different locations,
right,
but all in heavenly places," end quote.
Amen.
Don't you love that? Amen. I'm under expectations. And we're going to pray for him too, because right now he's going to go to prayer, I'm sure, with the brothers, and this is about the time that he does it. So let's, as we just stand up and just raise our hands to the Lord and say, Lord, meet these requests, Lord. And Lord, look at my heart, look at my hand, Lord. I want to be drawn closer to you. Lord, we're bringing before you, Lord, Brother Joseph and that Macon meeting. Lord, you're the same Holy Ghost here. You're the same Holy Ghost there. You're moving. You're doing things, Lord. And just, we look to you now at this time. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find you this morning. Lord, we've raised our hands to you. Lord, we love you with our everything in our being, Lord. We're so happy, Lord, to be one of them. Lord, we're so happy, Lord, that you went to Calvary for us, Lord. You paid that supreme price, Lord, that we couldn't pay. Lord, you did it for us. You purchased us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the messenger, Brother William Marion Branham, Lord. Thank you for this message, Lord. Lord, you've given us the answer for the day. Lord, you've given us a complete, total deliverance, Lord. And we love you, Lord, this morning, Lord. We're so happy, Lord, to be your children. Lord, we come this morning, Lord, we know, Lord, that we invite you in our midst, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. We want you to have the preeminence in this service, Lord. It's your service, Lord. We just want to worship you, Lord. Open our hearts to you, Lord. And change us, Lord. And transform us by the power of your word, Lord. Lord, as we come today, Lord, we go into prayer, Lord. Brother Joseph is approaching this service, Lord, and making, Lord, the closing service, Lord. Anoint him afresh, Lord, with your spirit, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Lord, be with Brother William also. The Agapo team, Lord. And Father, the people that's come, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. Just pour out the windows of heaven, Lord. Every blessing, Lord. Send your angels to them. Lord, just bring back the backsliders, Lord. Save those that are savable. Heal the sick. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Perfect your bride, Lord. And Lord, we think of your bride around the world. Lord, they're gathering at their different locations, Lord. But Lord, they're hearing the voice of God to them. They're hearing the message, Lord. Wherever they are, bless and be with them, Lord, around the world. Encourage them. Give them strength, Lord. remember us here at this tabernacle, Lord, where the angels line the walls, Lord. We're so unworthy to be here, Lord, but we love you with all of our heart. Lord, just we invite you to come here, Lord, and speak to us. Change us, Lord. Lord, we remember Ben Harmon, Lord, his spiritual condition. I don't know what it is, but if he's not saved, Lord, just send your angels to him. Deal with his heart, Lord, and may he accept you, Lord, for your merciful, Lord. Grant him spiritual healing and physical healing. Our brother Micah Newman, Lord, just bless and be with him, Lord. Encourage him. Give him strength in his body. Give him encouragement this morning, Lord. Lord, wherever he's at, Lord, you know all about it. Just wrap your arms around him and let him know that you love him, Lord, and you're there. We love you, Lord. We commit this service in your hands, Lord, and once again, we love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Bless and be with us, we pray. We commit it to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord.
That same voice, the same message.
Amen.
Are you glad that he brought you out today?
Amen.
Brought you out and he showed you this message. Let's sing that. He brought me out. Amen.
My heart was distressed, beneath Jehovah's red crown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down. I cried to the Lord. Set us on the rock to stand, Father. You gave us the truth, Lord, and you've stored up this message for us for today, Father. We're so thankful, Father, for that. Father, as this portion of the service comes about, Father, I pray that you bless every cheerful giver, Lord, and may these tithes and offerings, Lord, be used for your service, Father, and that you bless them. We thank you again for this opportunity and privilege to be here. Be in your house with your brothers and sisters, Lord. We ask all these blessings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He brought me out.
Number 387 in your songbook. It might be maybe a little unfamiliar to some. Amen.
Well, we are heirs of the Father. Oh, we are joint heirs with the Son. Oh, we are people. Oh, we are family. Oh, we are one. Oh, we are washed, and we are sanctified, and we are cleansed by His blood, and we are born of His Spirit. We are children. Shout out. are joining with the sun. We are people of this kingdom. We are family. We are one of the Lord. Oh, we are heirs of the Father. Oh, we are joining with the sun. Oh, we are people.
All things. We're heirs of his salvation, purchased of God,
yes.
Born of his Spirit, and washed in his blood. Amen. Just kind of slow down just a little bit, just a little excited. Let's sing Blessed Assurance.
Oh, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. My Savior.
hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If we could just bow our heads for prayer. Just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for purchasing us, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us, for healing us, for saving us, Lord. You're so great. Lord, just wrap your arms around your children this morning, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you love them, Lord. Just draw them closer to you, Lord. Lord, just tender our hearts before you, Lord. May this word just be anchored deep, deep, deep in our heart, Lord, that nothing can shake it from us, Lord. We love you, Lord, this morning. Lord, we invite you now, Lord, to come and speak to us. We love you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Holy be. This message to us. We welcome Brother Branham to the platform and the pulpit. God bless you.